The religious monastic model of a social organization, sure, works very well. But the problem is, if you haven't got Christianity, if you haven't got voluntary monasticism, is what's really going to hold this together? We don't know yet. It's a little early. A very important point is that because everyone works, because you haven't got these idle lackeys running around and these idle nobles, because everyone works, there is great wealth. And this is always the case in modern utopias. They are all grounded on wealth. And that is where they differ from the city of sows. Virtue doesn't really enter the picture until there's vice in the Republic. Virtue doesn't appear until there is the feverish city. Yeah? In the modern form, and very clearly in Utopia, Hithlidaeus is going to pound this in at the end, it is the very fact of wealth that makes virtue possible. Yeah? It's expressed by Marx and expressed by Bertolt Brecht in the Threepenny Opera. Famously, the famous line, "Erst kommt das Fressen, dann kommt die Moral." It's a kind of chorus out to the audience. First feed the face, then talk of right and wrong. That's the Blitzstein translation. The body comes first, then the soul. That is very much the opposite of the view in the Republic. What you have here is an apparent reciprocal relation. Wealth is produced because society is just, and society can be just because it's wealthy. That, of course, begs the question, how do you get started this way, at least? How do you manage this? Karl Marx will be the only one, I think, who will state fully how this can work. And he gives it, and it has to do with his account of history. It's a peaceful society here. They plow with oxen. They have a few horses, but they don't seem to use horses for much. Maybe a horse is too military, aristocratic, I'm not sure. It is not, however, high-tech. The high-tech suggestion that that's the way to produce wealth is initiated by Bacon, and then, of course, Adam Smith, and Marx takes it the whole way. You have a kind of communism, which is similar in a way to Rousseau's and the social contract. People do own what they have, but they don't really own it. They think they're just renting their property. Yeah? And again, there's a problem with this kind of communism that Marx knows how to answer, but that nobody before Marx, I think, really does. And I don't know that it wouldn't have occurred to more, because it's already in Aristotle. In Aristotle, there's a guy called Phaleus of Chalcedon who suggests that communism will solve the problem of want and therefore the problem of crime. And Aristotle says, well, it will. It'll help. He doesn't say Jean Valjean, but that's the kind of person he means. It'll help Jean Valjean. He won't be starving. He won't have to steal bread, and Javert can retire.